This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, you can give us a call right now. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place right here on Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Got a lot to get to this morning on the program. One thing to keep in mind as we do the show today, we do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week coming up a little bit later in the show. We'll have a chance for you to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for Best Buy. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later in the program. Just a pro tip, listen closely to the program. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show. One of the cool things we've been doing, though, is looking back on the previous week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. And CJ, what was last week's question and answer?
Yes, this is always fun. Thanks to those who listen consistently and call in to answer these questions. We have fun with it, and we hope you do as well. And congrats to Dan from Columbus, who was our winner last week. But last week's question was, what famous investor from Nebraska once said, successful investing takes time, discipline, and patience? He's also known as the Oracle of Omaha, yes. By the way. The answer to that was Warren Buffett.
By the way, we didn't even need the quote. I don't know how many other famous anyone from Nebraska, let alone investors.
That's true.
Great question. Again, listen later on in the program. We'll do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week as well. But again, the answer typically comes up. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later in the show. This week, we're going to be talking Social Security. But before we get rocking and rolling this morning with the Q&A, CJ, we have a new face in the studio this morning. Who's with you?
We do. So we are super excited on the air to announce what has been a reality now for a few months, that the former Nan M. Zimdars Inc., that's been in business for a long time, a multi-generational business, financial planning business here, has come to join Klaus Financial. And so I have in studio with me Nan M. Zimdars. She came over to Klaus along with Jenny Davis and Janelle Kalish. And so, yeah, we are just super excited to expand our team, continue the depth of resources we have in this space. So welcome, Nan.
Thank you. We're very excited. It's been a wonderful transition, and our clients are extremely happy.
Good.
Very excited to meet you in person. For people who do go to the website, klausfinancial.com, they've seen your face, Nan, for a couple of weeks now. And by the way, as we mentioned, the website, a lot of great information there about Klaus Financial, stuff about their different divisions. Also, you can sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Also, listen to previous shows, podcasts as well. Just get to klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. As mentioned, we are going to talk Social Security. And let's talk then, of course, all the questions are about timing. When with Social Security? When should I start taking Social Security? And what are some of those considerations that need to be made as you're nearing retirement age?
Yeah, so this is a topic we talk about, gosh, it seems like at least once a month, maybe every other month, because it impacts every American. So we're going to be talking about a lot of different things, but some things you need to be aware of is, you know, what type of debt do you have going into retirement, and what are your income needs? Do you have a spouse who will be collecting Social Security? These are all things that can impact when you draw. What's your health look like? But some things to know is, you know, when is the right time to collect Social Security? Well, some concepts to be aware of is that the earliest you can typically draw Social Security is at age actually 60. It's widow's benefits for those who are widows or widowers. But the most common for people is age 62. That's when most people are going to become first eligible to draw. But of course, that's at a reduced benefit. There's then this concept called FRA. If you go to the Social Security website, which is ssa.gov, you're going to see this constant reference to FRA, or normal retirement age. And FRA just stands for full retirement age. That is the age at which a person may first become entitled to full or unreduced retirement benefits from Social Security. So, again, it depends. It's somewhere between 66 and 67, by the way. So if you were born before 1954, your FRA is 66. If you were born between 1955 and 1959, your FRA is 66 and some number of months. And if you were born after 1960, then your FRA is 67. And in a little bit here, Nan's going to be talking about why that FRA is so important. Now, between your FRA, so again, full retirement age, and age 70, you actually can continue to get what are called delayed retirement credits, which we'll talk about, that continues to grow your benefit around 8% a year for every year that you wait. So as Nan can attest, we spend a lot of time with our clients determining health, outlook, when they want to retire, if they're going to continue working, relative to when they should draw Social Security.
You mentioned too, CJ, about those retirement. Is there a limit then as far as when with those benefits there? Is there an age limit to that?
There is. So delayed retirement credits are actually occurring between age 62 and age 70. Many people have to be very careful drawing Social Security before their FRA, full retirement age, because of income limitations that Nan will talk about in a little bit. But those DRCs continue up until age 70, at which point, if people are waiting much beyond age 70, Nan and I look at them kind of cross-eyed and go, we don't get it anymore.
Yeah, no longer a benefit. We are joined this morning by Nan Zimdars, as well as CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. We'll call, get you right on the air. Our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online. That's klossfinancial.com, spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. The telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. As we mentioned, CJ Kloss and Nan Zimdars joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Let's talk then about if you're taking Social Security early, before that full retirement age, what are those restrictions that people need to be aware of?
The Social Security Administration may reduce or postpone your benefits between the ages of 62 and your full retirement age, which is either 66 or some months to 67. Mm-hmm. If your total earned income is over $17,040 in 2018, be careful. Mm-hmm. They will reduce your benefits by $1 for every $2 you earn over that. Once you hit that full retirement age, there is no limit on your earnings, so you can continue to work and collect your full Social Security. Also, if you've earned your own Social Security benefit, then you are entitled to all of your own Social Security benefit. Or the other element to it is if your spouse's Social Security, half of your spouse's Social Security is greater than yours, you can collect on theirs, and that would be a 50% benefit.
Very interesting. And as we're talking, it kind of puts together, as with everything we talk about, so there needs to be a strategy in place, doesn't there? There needs to be, I mean, this stuff you don't just want to do haphazardly. You really want to sit down. There are all sorts of different types of considerations, and obviously some numbers are hard and fast. Others, it's, well, we start mentioning kind of the breakdown of benefits of take my own, take the spouse's, which is greater, those type of things. Very, very interesting stuff. Joined this morning in studio by Nan Zimdars, as well as CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can give them a call as well. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. We'll continue with Money in Motion with Kloss Financial with Nan and CJ next as Money in Motion continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, give us a call right now. Our number's here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. CJ Kloss and Nan Zimdars joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, and their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for the initial get to know you kick of the tires appointment at Kloss Financial. Talking with Nan and CJ this morning about Social Security, all of the information that you need, or we'll quantify it, some of the information you need. We could do, you mentioned this topic in general, Social Security comes up fairly regularly, but there are a infinite number of aspects to this conversation. So I don't want people thinking, oh, we know all of this stuff, or if you listen to this half hour, you've got it all. There is definitely a whole lot more to it. And we were talking then about some of the benefits and some interesting numbers when it comes to what the average benefit is here in the United States when it comes to Social Security.
Yeah, so before Nan jumps into that, you know, as it relates to this FRA that we were talking about previously, what people just need to hone in on is if you're going to draw before your FRA, you just need to be careful because of the income limitation. That's really the key here. If you're planning to continue to work up till 65 or 66, then you really want to be careful trying to, quote unquote, double dip, meaning earning income while also drawing Social Security. Social Security incentivizes you not to do that. So that's the big key. If that FRA really is where you're limited on income.
Very interesting. CJ Kloss and Nan Zimdar is joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. So let's then talk about, you mentioned some of those, kind of diving into this a little bit. Let's talk about those aspects that people do need to be aware of and some of the important points with this.
It's interesting to note the average monthly Social Security retirement benefit for 2017 was $1,368, or around $16,400 per year. The maximum annual benefit for at full retirement age was $32,200. So there is definitely a benefit to waiting. And if you retired at age 70 and began receiving benefits at age 70, the amount received annually jumps up to $42,400. So that's that increase in the delayed retirement credits that occur between full retirement age and up to age 70. Another interesting fact is only that 2% of all workers wait until age 70 to begin collecting their Social Security benefits. But that's why we look at individuals' health, their other earnings, what their cash flow need is, when we look at when might be an appropriate time for them to begin collecting their Social Security.
Another thing, too, as we're mentioning age 70, I reiterate the importance of not waiting till after 70 to start, right?
Absolutely.
That's right. DRCs end at age 70. We did have somebody come into our office who said, I heard I can wait until 70 and a half to draw my Social Security. And as Nan knows, they were mixing concepts. 70 and a half is where required minimum distributions begin from your pre-tax dormant retirement accounts. That's not the age at which DRCs end. DRCs end at 70.
So. And by the way, you can take it. The government would love nothing more than for you to wait to 70.
That's true.
You can, but the question is...
Well, and furthermore, you know, some interpretation for people. If you have a chronic illness, if inside of your family there is a history of early deaths, remember the whole notion of waiting longer is that by waiting longer, and if you live a long time, you can be better off because those DRCs accumulate, you then you start a higher benefit, and it runs for a really long period of time. Well, a mistake we see people making sometimes is they may have a chronic illness or I had a man who had leukemia, and he said, I heard I need to wait until 70 to draw my Social Security. And he was missing that interpretive skill, right, of going, No. That's assuming you were healthy, right? So there is some interpretation in this data. That's why seeking out good financial advisors can be helpful.
CJ Kloss as well as Nan Zimdar is joining us this morning for Money in Motion, brought to you by Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Nan and CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, it's not going to cost you a thing for that initial get-to-know-you appointment, that kick of the tires, as CJ likes to say, at Kloss Financial. Again, the telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Nan and CJ. We'll also have our Kloss Quiz question of the week coming up next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
Is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers
answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Still got time for a call or two. Our number's 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget the telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can also find Kloss Financial online at klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Joined in studio this morning by Nan Zimdars as well as CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. We talked a little bit earlier. We had mentioned something about marriage, and there's some important aspects to a married individual. And some people wonder, okay, I'm married, but I don't have any type of Social Security benefit that I've earned. What are some of possibilities there? That doesn't mean that you're not necessarily excluded from receiving Social Security, correct?
That is absolutely correct. There are two types of benefits. There are your own benefits and there are spouse benefits. Remember that you are entitled to all of your benefit or half of your spouse's benefit, whichever is greater. This is where you can do some interesting planning as well. You have to be married for at least a year, and they would have their benefit, and you collect half of theirs. So you can, in a sense, even though only one person earns Social Security, you can collect 1.5 times it. If you are divorced, if you are married at least 10 years, you may be able to get benefits on your former spouse's record. That's something that many people don't understand.
Did you mention there that if you were divorced from somebody, you can collect from your previous spouse?
Absolutely.
As long as you don't get remarried. So as a matter of fact, Nan and I will sometimes consult with people around this where they had been married for 15 years to maybe a high income earner, and then they're seeking out remarriage. And sometimes you just have to slow down a little bit and say, how will this impact my income? Not, by the way, not that life is all about money, right? So I don't want to create that thought, but
well, it is interesting though when you bring that up, is I think that's, again, going back to how we could do a million different shows on Social Security and all the different ins and outs, is that's something that people don't necessarily think about when it comes to Social Security, is all sorts of aspects of your life. There are trade-offs there. We are joined this morning by Nan Zimdars as well as CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. We are also being joined by Richard, and Richard has a question for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Richard, thank you for taking the time to call. You're on the air with CJ and Nan from Kloss Financial.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, I'm 56 years old. I'm visually impaired, and I have 4 children, and I would like to set up a will. So I do have a little job, but I'm just shredding paper to make a little money.
Uh-huh.
But that's what I need, so I have a bunch of money saved up.
Yep.
And if I die tomorrow, then the state of Wisconsin will get all of my money. So I would like to set up a will.
Well, Richard, thank you for calling in, and great question, great point. So we do believe it's important for everybody to have a will and basic powers of attorney. And if you give our office a call after the show, we can refer you to a few good local estate planning attorneys who specialize in the space. But I do want to make sure that you and our listeners understand that investment assets, IRAs, 401ks, even after-tax accounts, you can typically list on them what are called beneficiaries. And as long as you have assets with a beneficiary designation, they can actually avoid probate, which is that kind of Dane County or state of Wisconsin process for settling your estate. A will is meant to govern assets without beneficiary designation. So this would be maybe your home, a checking, a savings account that doesn't have a beneficiary on it. So I do believe every American should probably, well, I should say every adult American should probably have a will. But just remember, you can pass assets on to the next generation without a will. But again, Richard, call our office and we'll give you a referral.
Great question, Richard. Don't forget about the office telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we will do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. This week, a fantastic prize, as always. This week's prize, a $25 gift card for Best Buy. Don't forget Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. I remember one of the many years ago, we were doing this program, and I think it was Malia that mentioned a great website, an amazing tool when it comes to Social Security. And I always thought, I know everything about the internet. I had never known about this website and signed up, and it is a great resource. Let's talk about the Social Security website.
Yeah, so we don't give a lot of praise to government-created websites, typically. But I, again, to support what you're saying, Sean, ssa.gov is a pretty darn good one. So if you go to ssa.gov, as most people know, you used to get in the mail, you know, once a year, your Social Security statement. And when you start thinking about that, how many millions of mailings is that? That's actually just a lot of money in postage. So as Social Security Administration has actually changed that, for many people, they're not mailing them out anymore. They've just given you a great secure website to go access your information. So you can go to ssa.gov, create a login so that you can view your statements, your future benefits. And what they'll do on that website is they will show you your age 62 projection, your full retirement age projection, again, between 66 and 67, and then your age 70 projection. Another fun thing to do on there is to make sure that they're actually getting your earnings correct. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you'll look and you'll go, oh gosh, a couple years ago they said I only earned 40, but I looked at my tax return and it showed I was over 150. What's going on here? So it's important to keep an eye on that. It's not unheard of for them to make a mistake that you can correct along the way.
And as you mentioned too, it's a secure website as well. I know a lot of times people say, oh, I don't know about the internet. Make sure you go to ssa.gov, G-O-V, ssa.gov. Again, it's a good website, a lot of great information there. Speaking of really good websites and a lot of really good information, Klaas Financial, their website, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. That's klaasfinancial.com. You can listen to this week's podcast as well as previous shows. You also sign up, by the way, I haven't mentioned the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Comes to your mailbox Wednesday mornings. I typically get mine. It's a nice little snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Just get to klaasfinancial.com. You can sign up right there. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And not only no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial, they'd love to talk with you. They'd love to get to know you. Just pick up the phone, give them a call. And again, hold on to that number, because in a moment, we'll do our Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this, as a matter of fact. I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. We'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer to this week's Klaas Quiz Question League, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Best Buy. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. When discussing Social Security, what do the letters FRA stand for? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Best Buy. Just call Klaas Financial's office. Also, don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. Their number, 442-5637. And the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. CJ, Nan, nice to meet you. Great to see both of you, and look forward to talking very soon.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaas Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.